Storm Lake Activities and Athletic Director Ty Seaman, our guest with the Monday School Spotlight. And Ty, lots to talk about, but let's, for just a moment anyway, back up to the fall sports and just discuss how things went for our Tornado teams.
Yeah, Chris, we felt we had a really good fall, not only weather-wise, but we were excited about the way our teams competed and performed. You know, not too many years when you have a 3-6 football season that you feel like you had a really good year, but we thought, you know, in football, the kids made a lot of progress, and we saw a lot of good things out there, and they're competitive every night out, and it was a fun fall for football, and the volleyball team saw a little more success on the court as well, and we had, you know, kids running at the state cross country meet, finishing in the top 10, and obviously our swim team had a great year too. I think they completely rewrote the record book this year, broke every record that was standing except for a diving record, and if we would have had a diver, I don't know if that one would held up either. So yeah. It was a great fall, a lot of excitement, and it's got our school year off to a really good start.
Yeah, and Keely Solner recently signing with the D1 Iowa State to go swim for them. Good luck to her. And here we roll into the winter sports, and I guess we already have a makeup game to talk about.
Yeah, you don't usually start the year off with the makeup, but we do. We're going to make up a game tonight. That was supposed to be played on Friday night with ESAC, so we're going to play Monday night with ESAC, and then we're going to turn around and play on Tuesday night with South Central Calhoun and get the girls on the court here at home twice to start the year and see how they've progressed as well.
Yeah, we'll have those back-to-back games tonight and tomorrow broadcast on Storm Lake Radio. The boys basketball team, a new coach, and Heath Stille.
You bet. He's been having some good practice time. I've been down to watch a few times, and the kids are working extremely hard, and a lot of excitement and upbeat practice tempo going on down there in the gym, and the boys will get their season started off on December 1st, Tuesday, with Sioux City North coming to town. They always bring a good group of athletes to town, so it should be a fun game.
Ty, speaking, I'm sorry, of upbeat and things to look forward to, and that would be the wrestling room. I know last year's season was a big success.
Yeah, they had a good year last year. They were, you know, really happy with where they finished, but I don't think they were satisfied, and I think they've, you know, got their sights set on trying to win the conference championship this year, and they believe they've got a legitimate shot at it. You know, we lost some really good kids. Noel Banuelos was a, you know, pretty dependable 4-6 point victory every time he went out there, so you knew you were going to get some points from him, and there were a couple other seniors there that always scored for us as well, but they think they're going to be pretty balanced. They've got some young kids that are going to be able to come in the lineup and help out, and that doesn't always happen with your freshmen being able to step in and compete at the varsity level. And they'll get started at home as well on December 3rd with the home meet with Pocahontas and Sioux Central, and we've also got Clear Lake coming over that night. They were looking for a date, and so it's going to be a quad instead of a double duel, so there'll be a lot of good matches going on that night.
I think, tomorrow's boys swim season get underway? How are the numbers looking?
Yeah, the boys start out tomorrow with the pentathlon in Sioux City, and their numbers are up as well. They were a little over 20, 23 or so, and you know, I think they have pretty much everybody back from last year. They do have one of their better kids injured right now. Drew Binning had knee surgery during the football season, so he's still a little bit crippled up, but he's hoping to get back in the water eventually before the season's over.
Ty, tell me, you and I were talking briefly a moment ago, Storm Lake School District, Community School District, receiving a very nice award recently.
Yeah, we found out earlier this week that through some work with our athletic trainer, Mike Spetman from Sports Medicine Northwest, he did an application with some information from the school here, and they have awarded us a Safe Sports School Award. It's awarded by the National Athletic Trainers Association, and we are the second school in the state of Iowa to receive this award. I'm hoping there'll be some more that'll be tagging on there after that, but we're real excited about it. Means that we've got things in place that are keeping our athletes safe and making sure that if we have injuries that they're getting cared for right away, and we're real happy about that because, you know, we got to keep our kids on the court and on the field as much as we can, so it's a good thing.
Ty, a good thing is we'll see you soon at the gym, wrestling meet, swim meet, whatever it is. I know you're busy, so thanks for sharing some time with us on the Spotlight.
You bet, Chris. Thanks for having us on.
You're welcome. Ty Seaman, representing Storm Lake Community School District with our Spotlight, brought to you by Dr. Rick Martin at Storm Lake Dental on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.